हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्. श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः. ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. इन् कठोपनिषत् दि सेकेण्ड् अध्याय द्वितीय अध्याये द्वितीया वल्ली सेकेण्ड् सेक्षन् देर् वि हाव् टु सी दि फिफ्त् मन्त्र. इन् द थर्ड् एण्ड् दि फोर्त् मन्त्रस् उपनिषद् रीइन्फोर्स्ड् दि फैक्ट् दट् It is the ultimate truth, absolute reality, obtaining in the form of consciousness, implied by the term Atma alone, lends life to all the beings. The existence of living and non-living things is lent by the Atma. Atma, which is of the nature of self-existence, the reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And this pure consciousness is of the nature of self-existence. This Atma, by its mere presence, lends existence to the living and non-living things. Thereby lends existence to the subtle instruments such as mind, sense organs, etc. Thereby lends consciousness and sentiency. That is how the material, subtle material products such as mind and sense organs, etc. become functional. How can inert material product become conscious and sentient by itself? How can it become functional? Now, the mind and sense organs, all subtle powers, all 10 powers, which serve as instruments of action, instruments of knowledge, and the inter instrument of knowledge, mind, all of them become conscious, sentient, and functional only because of the blessing of the Atma. It is presence of Atma is a blessing, that subtle instruments being subtle, because of transference, they are able to manifest the consciousness, they are able to become conscious and sentient. Though they do not have their own consciousness and sentiency, they are able to have consciousness and sentiency because of the manifestation of consciousness, because of association with consciousness. And when they become conscious, sentient, function, their presence in the gross physical matter also makes the gross body alive. So here we understand, if the conscious, sentient mind with the manifestation of consciousness . If it exists in within the body, body is alive. The conscious mind, if it leaves the body, and the body becomes dead. So ultimately, what is that which lends life to the physical body? It is the conscious sentient presence of the conscious sentient mind, functional mind within the physical body lends life to the body. But the mind itself becomes conscious and sentient because of the blessing of the Atma. Therefore, ultimately, it is the Atma which lends life to the physical body. This fact has been made very clear in the previous mantras. Now, in the fifth mantra, we are going to see another doubt being clarified. There's possibility of having this doubt. What's the doubt? When prana leaves the physical body, a person becomes dead. When the prana remains in the body, a person is alive. This is the understanding. Most of us have this understanding. Pranaha gataha. When the dead person is said to be gatasuhu. In Bhagavad Gita, you came across this word, gatasuhu. Gataha asuhu yasmat saha gatasuhu. The one from whom the breath has gone. Saha gatasuhu. The dead one is the one, the dead person is the one from whom the breath has gone. Agatasuhu, the one who is still alive, the one from whom the breath has not yet gone is agatasuhu. The dead is said to be gatasuhu. The live person is said to be agatasuhu. Asuhu means pranaha. Therefore, the departure of prana from the body or the existence of prana in the body is taken to be the cause of the presence and absence of the prana in the body is taken to be the cause of birth and death. Really speaking, it is not true. The prana's all physiological functions stop completely. It becomes a clue for us to understand that the person is no more alive. That's true. But as long as pranas are functional, we can infer the person is still alive. The life of the person can be inferred, or the death of the person also can be inferred in keeping with the presence and absence of the prana. That's true. But it is not the prana, mere prana alone lends life to the body. Presence and absence of prana can be taken as inference for the person being alive and dead. It is not mere prana. It is the presence of the conscious sentient mind in the body determines the life of the body. When the conscious sentient mind departs, definitely body becomes dead. Along with the conscious mind, all the 10 powers also go away and the physiological functions stop. There's no more sukshma within the physical body. Therefore, body becomes dead. Even though it is all pervasive self consciousness is very much there in the physical body, the manifesting medium being not there, manifestation is not possible. Therefore, the body is dead. This is the fact. So here, how does this mantra clarify our doubt? Let us understand here. We are going to read a brief introduction given by Shankar Bhagavad Pada to this mantra. What does Shankar Bhagavad Pada say here? Syan matam. Syan matam means what? Syat matam. Matam Syat. Matam means what? Matam is a past participle of the root man. Manyate. Manyate means thinks. Manyase means considers. Manyate means considers things. And matam means thought. So a view, opinion, contention, all these become the meanings of the word matam. View, contention, opinion. Matam syat means syat, there may be a view. There may be a view. It is possible for some people to have this view. What is the view? Prana apanadi apagamat. Prana apanadi apagamat. Prana apanadi apagamat. Eva idam vidvastam bhavati. There may be a view. Matam syat. There may be a view. There may be a contention. There may be an opinion on the part of some people that idam vidvastam bhavati. Idam means the third person singular pronoun idam. Here idam indicates physical body. This physical body. Because physical body is very close to everyone. That's why idam physical, idam means this, idam shariram, this physical body, vidvastam bhavati, becomes perished, becomes destroyed, becomes actually body becomes perished means what? Body becomes dead. The word vidvastam literally means destroyed or perished. Vidvamsanam, perishing, destroying. Dvamsate, destroys. Vidvamsate, destroys. So vidvamsitam participle, becomes destroyed or perished means body becomes dead. Idam vidvastam bhavati, body becomes dead. How? Prana apanadi apagamat eva. Only because of the departure. Apagamaha means removal. Apagamaha means removal or departure. Apagamat. Apagamaha. Removal, departure. Apagamena. Apagamat. The fifth case is used because the reason is given. What is the reason for the body becoming dead? Idam shariram vidvastam bhavati. This body becomes dead. Kasmat karanat. Because of what reason? What is the reason for the body becoming dead? Apagamaha is the reason. Departure is the reason. Apagamat. Apagamena. Due to, because of the departure. Apagamat. Kasya apagamat? Prana apadi apagamat. Sorry, prana apanadi apagamat. Prana apanadi apagamat. Due to or because of the departure of the functions, the pranas. Due to the departure of the physiological functions, departure of the pranas, such as the prana governing the function of exhalation, apana governing the function of inhalation, and all other functions. Adi Shabda stands for all other functions. Prana Apana Adi Apagamat. Due to the departure or the removal of the physiological functions such as respiration involving exhalation, inhalation, exhalation, etc. Idam shairam vidvastam bhavati. This body becomes dead. This is the view of many people. But what he says, natu tadu, vyatiriktat apagamat, vyatirikta atma apagamat, natu tadu vyatirikta atma apagamat. Natu, not because of, na, not, tadu, that, vyatirikta atma apagamat. It is not due to the departure of the atma which is distinct from the body. Vyatirikta means distinct. Vyatirikta atma apagamat na tu tad vidvastam bhavati. Body does not become dead because of the departure of the atma which is distinct from the body. The body becomes dead only because of the departure of the functions such as respiration involving exhalation, inhalation, etc. Vyatirikta atma apagamat idam vidvastam bhavati. No, vyatirikta atma apagamat na vidvastam bhavati. Prana apanadi apagamadeva idam vidvastam bhavati. What is the meaning? Pranadibhihi eva hi martyaha jivati. Martyaha means mortal. Who is mortal here? Human being. All living beings are martyaha. Sarve jivaham, all living beings are martyaha. But here specifically a human being. Martyaha, a mortal human being, jivati survives only because of the physiological functions. Pranadibhihi eva martyaha jivati. Only because of the physiological functions, a mortal human being lives, survives. Which means, it is not the departure of the distinct atma, the body becomes dead. It is only because of the departure of the pranas, body becomes dead. Which means, only because of the physiological functions, the body, the mortal human being survives. The mortal body survives, lives. This is the meaning. This is the view. And what Shankaracharya say? Na etad asti, etad nasti. Etad matam, nasti means what? This view is not correct. This view is not correct. This view may be there, but this view is not correct. There may be this contention on the part of some people that this view is not valid, it is not correct. Okay. What does mantra say? Na pranena na panena martyo jivati kaschana. Na prane. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, no, this is not the correct view. This is not the valid view. Because what Upanishad mantra says, let us see. Na pranena నాపానేన మర్త్యో జీవతి కశ్చన న ప్రాణేన. ఐ గాట్ నంబర్ పేజ్ నంబర్ 433. న ప్రాణేన నాపానేన మర్త్యో జీవతి కశ్చన ఇతరేణ తు జీవంతి ఉపనిషత్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిజెక్ట్స్ దట్ వ్యూ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ సచ్ వ్యూ ఈస్ వ్యూ మే బి దేర్ బట్ వ్యూ ఈస్ నాట్ అ ఫ్యాక్ట్ That view is based on our perception. All our perceptions are not real sometimes. We perceive in our day-to-day experience, when we see somebody having the breath is alive, somebody not having the breath is dead. So this is based on our perception. This view is always based on our perception, our experience. But sometimes the views, the conclusions based on our perceptions may not be, experiences may not be correct. It is one such conclusion. So Upanishad says, Kaschana, look at this. Na pranena, na apanena martyaha jivati kaschana. I mean what? Kaschana martyaha. Kaschana martyaha means any given mortal being. Any given mortal. Mortal means a body which is subject to death is mortal. So any given mortal being, Karchana Matya, Jeevati survives, lives. Na pranena, na apanena. Definitely not merely by prana, or by apana. What does it mean? Not merely by physiological functions, not merely by respiration, not merely by this function of exhalation and inhalation alone. A mortal does not survive, does not live. Kevalam pranena apanena eva kaschana martyah na jivati. Why? Because itarena tu jivanti. Itaraha means something else. There's something which is distinct from the prana also. Prana is distinct from the body. Prana exists within the body. There's something which is distinct from the pranas also. They say prana can include all the functions also. Itarena jivanti. All jivanti is a plural verb. So not one prana. All functions happen. All functions survive. All the pranas survive, all the pranas live. Jivanti. How? Itarena. Only because of the blessing of something else. Itarena means atmana. There's something else which is not distant, but distinct from even this, all the functions in physiological, not only physiological functions, the functions of including mentation also, there's something distinct. Only because of the blessing of something else, which is distinct from this functions in terms of Atma, all the pranas themselves survive. Pranas themselves have the status of being existent. They live. Yasmin etau upashitau. In which Atma, the Atma in which alone Yetau Upashritau. Yetau means these two. These two means what? Pranaha and Apanaha. So Prana, Apana, these two stand for all the functions which govern all the systems. Yetau, these two, Pranaha, the Prana, which governs the function of exhalation. Apanaha, which governs the function of inhalation. The Prana and Apana, these two, which govern the function of respiration. Thereby which contribute for all other physiological functions. These two, Etau, these two, Prana and Apana, enjoy their existence in which Atma? Yasmin, the Atma in which these two Pranas, the Prana and Apana, enjoy their existence, Upashritau. Yasmin Atmani Etau Upashritau, in which these two enjoy their existence, which means these two survive depending upon which Atma. That Atma is something else, because of which alone all the physiological functions happen, all the physiological functions are possible, they survive, they live. Therefore, it is not because of the Prana and Apana, it is not because of the physiological functions the body survives. It is because of the blessing of the Atma, in which, depending upon which, all the physiological functions exist, they function, survive. So here, the physiological function itself is what? The function of the prana, function of the vayu, air element, air, the all pervasive air element obtaining within the physical body is associated with the given five different functions, governing five different systems. Only one prana, one vital air alone is given five different physiological names because it governs five different systems. And here the function of respiration, the one prana, one vital air governing the function of respiration is called what? The prana. But here prana and apana are given two different names. As what? The one governing the exhalation and one governing the inhalation. So all the physiological functions are governed by this one vital air. Vital air is after all a matter. It's element. It is inert matter. And now, it is involved in the function because it is blessed by what? Blessed by the conscious mind. Backed by the conscious mind. Because it is blessed by the conscious mind. And mind itself becomes conscious because of the manifestation of consciousness. Ultimately, it is the all-pervasive, timeless, subtlest reality, the consciousness, pure knowledge, implied by the term Atma, alone blesses, the very presence of consciousness, the term Atma alone is a blessing for all the subtle material aspects, mind, sense power, for organs of actions to become conscious, sentient, functional. And because the presence of this conscious mind in the body, even if this vayu is capable of functioning, governing five different systems, is actually material, inert by itself. Vayu is by itself inert. Vital air is an inert matter by itself. Now, as though it's a conscious prana, it is functional now. Therefore, it is not the vayu itself. The vital air itself is dependent, vital air obtaining in the form of prana and apana governing the functions of exhalation, inhalation itself is dependent on this Atma. Yasmin Upashritau, for their very existence. How can this inert vital air involved in these functions as prana and apana, depending, which is dependent on the atma of its consciousness and sentiency and functional, how can it lend life for the body? Therefore, body's survival is not dependent on the presence or absence of the presence of the prana. Body's survival is not merely dependent on the survival of the prana. Body's survival is not dependent on the prana. The presence of the prana is only a clue for us to understand the body being alive. Absence of the prana becomes the clue for us to understand the body being dead. It only serves as a clue. It only a means of inference. Presence of the prana becomes a means of inference for the body being alive. The absence of prana becomes a clue, a means of inference for understanding the body being dead. That's all. But presence of the prana itself is not the reason for the body being alive. Absence of prana is not the reason for the body becoming dead. So presence and absence of prana should not be taken as the reason for the body becoming dead. Body becomes dead only when the conscious mind leaves the physical body. Mind itself becomes the conscious only because the blessing of the Atma in the form of its manifestation. Therefore, ultimately, that which contributes the survival of the body, that which lends life to the body, is absolutely the Atma only. Itarena jivanti. All this material, the functions, all these functions survive, happen, exist only because of the blessing of something else called Atma, in which all these pranas enjoy their existence, depending upon which these pranas survive. Yasmin etau upashritau. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So pranena na pranena na apanena kaschana martyah jivati. Yasmin etau upashritau itarena tu jivanti. Okay. I'm going to read the following sentence of the Bhashyam. Na pranena na apanena. So for which these two are the words from the original, the Moola Mantra. Shankar Bhagavatam writes the commentary. Chakshuradina va. Chakshuradina va. So Shankar Bhagavatam adds this one more word, Chakshuradina va. Not by the function of exhalation, not by the function of inhalation, not by the function of respiration, not by the existence or the survival, not by the presence of the physiological functions. Chakshuradina, not even by the functioning of subtle powers such as seeing power, etc. Not even by the powers which serve as instruments of perception, or not even by the powers which serve as instruments of actions, not by any of the subtle aspects, not by any of the subtle aspects. Manushyaha, martyaha is equal to manushyaha, human being, a dehavan manushyaha, a human being who is endowed with the body, kaschana, any human being endowed with the body, kaschana martyaha means manushyaha, dehavan manushyaha. Any human being endowed with the physical body, jivati, survives. So survival of the human being with the body is not because of any of the subtle aspects, such as physiological functions, or even subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge or instruments of action. Not because of any of this, a person survives. The body survives death. Ultimately, body survives death only because of the blessing of the Atma. Na pranena, na apanena, chakshuradinava, martyaha, manushyaha, dehavan, kaschana, jivati. Nakopi jivati, none survives. Kopi jivati, someone survives. Nakopi jivati means none lives, none survives because of the subtle aspects. Nahi, yesham parārthānām, samhatyakāritvāt, samhatyakāritvāt, jīvana hetutvam upapadyate. The reason is given. Nahi, yesham, for all these subtle aspects, such as physiological functions, mainly the function of respiration, involving inhalation, exhalation, and all the subtle powers such as seeing power, etc. For all of them, yesham, yesham, parārthānām, parārthānām. Parārthaha means what? They are not for themselves. All of them are there functioning, not for themselves, but for something else. Parārthānām. Something, someone other than themselves. So parārthānām, for all these subtle aspects, which are meant for others. Parārthānām yesham, for all these subtle aspects, such as pranas and the sense powers, etc., for all of them, which are meant for the purpose of someone else, something else, meant for us, something else, parārthānām, samhatyakāritvāt, due to their having the status of being a part of, being a component or a part of an assemblage. They're meant for others, and samhatyakaritva, due to their having the status of being a part of, a component of an assemblage. Samhati means an assemblage. Jivana hetutvam upapadyate. That they do not, jivana hetutvam na upapadyate. Upapadyate means it is not possible, it is not tenable. What is not tenable? Jivana hetutvam. It is not possible for them to have the status of being the source of life. Jivana hetutvam na upapadyate. It is not tenable, it is not possible for these subtle aspects to have the status of being the cause of life, the source of life, due to their having the status of being a component part of an assemblage. As they are here for they're meant for serving someone else, meant for someone else, not for themselves. So what is the mind for? Mind is not for the mind. I'm giving you an example here. The mind, the internal instrument of knowledge. So involved in four different functions of having knowledge of one's own self, having knowledge of the rest of the world, and emotions, memory, all this. So the internal instrument of knowledge, antahkaranam, is not for the sake of antahkaranam. It is for the operation of someone else. That someone else doesn't have a form. The formless Atma. So also the subtle instruments of perception, instruments of knowledge, jnanendriyani, subtle instruments of actions, karmendriyani, and all the physiological functions, all these are there inside within the physical body to lend. All the instruments are for the enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment, and obtaining within the abode of enjoyment called body. So body, the abode of enjoyment, bhoga ayatanam sarves, because of the constantly happening functions within the physical body. And all these functions are possible, are meant for what? Meant for the enjoyer. The enjoyer definitely is distinct from the instruments of enjoyment, instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge, internal and external, and the abode of enjoyment. All these are meant for someone else, the enjoyer. The enjoyer is someone else distinct from the enjoyer, the operator of instruments, the enjoyer of objects, is distinct from the instruments of enjoyment and the abode of enjoyment. Therefore, they're all meant for parārthaha. Yete parārthaha. They're all meant for someone else. So these instruments, these powers, these physiological functions, they're meant for others. They have the status of being a component, a part, a component of an assemblage. Therefore what? It is not possible for them to have the status of being the cause, the source of life. Jivana hetutvam na upapadyate. They cannot be the source of life, cause of life, because they themselves survive as part of an assemblage meant for someone else. This is the meaning given here. Shankara Bhagavatpada continues his explanation. Okay. See, yete parārthāha. Yesham parārthānam samhatyakāritvāt jivanahetutvam na upapadyate. Na upapadyate. Na comes first. Na hi yesham parārthānam samhatyakāritvāt jivana hetutvam upapadyate. Okay. It means definitely no human being, no mortal human being surveys only because of these functions, only because of the subtle aspects which indwell the physical body. Then, swarthena asamhatena parena, swarthena asamhatena parena kenachit aprayuktam samhatanam avasthanam na drishtam grihadinam loke. Loke, drishtam, na drishtam. It has not been seen in this world. What has not been seen in the world? Loke na drishtam. It has not been seen in the world. What has not been seen? Samhatanam avasthanam. Samhata means assembled. Samhatihi assemblage. Samhata assembled. Samhatanam avasthanam. Existence avasthana means existence, presence. Existence or presence of all the spare parts, all the constituent parts which form the assemblage. Samhatanam avasthanam, existence of all the constituent parts, are the parts which constitute the assemblage. Definitely. Kena chit parena prayuktam. Samhatanam avasthanam. Sthanam means existence. Avasthanam also here, the presence existence. The existence of the parts which constitute the assemblage. Definitely in this world, such as house, etc., grihadinam, etc. Parena kena chit aprayuktam. Kena chit parena aprayuktam. Which has not been activated. Prayuktam means activated. Aprayuktam, which has not been activated by someone else. Swarthena asamhatena. Someone else. And in for his own purpose. And who is not part of the assemblage. Swarthena parena asamhatena kenachit aprayuktam. It has not been seen in the world that existence of parts which constitute the assemblage in this world, which has not been activated by some other person who is different from the assemblage, who is not part of the assemblage, who for his own self, for his own sake. Definitely the person who operates this must be Swartha. He must be doing it for himself. If you use the car, you are using the car for yourself, not for the sake of the car. So you are Swartha. For your own purpose, you use the car. You are Asamhataha. You are different from the car. You are not part of the car. So the driver or the owner of the car is using the car for himself, for his own sake. He is Swartha. And he is Asamhata. He is not part of the car. He is distinct from the car. And he is Paraha. He is definitely completely other than the car. Paraha. He is different and distinct and other than the car. And by such an owner, who is Swartha, who is Asamhata, who is Paraha by him alone, someone, the car must be, the car is there. The presence of the car is for such a person. If such a car is not operated by him, aprayuktam, it is not used by him, activated by him, such a car is not seen in the world. Similarly here, even house etc. has not seen in the world. The house is definitely, it is a samhatam. Many, many, many things are put together intelligently, form the house. And this house, the presence of this house is, must be used. The house has been made with so many spare parts for so many things. And it's beautifully made house. You cannot see such a house which is simply left, which is not used by someone, for whose sake the house has been built, who is other than the house, and who is not part of the house, who is owner of the house. Similarly, this physical body and having this mind and sense organs, all the subtle aspects also, are like that only. They're all meant for the Atma. See, the owner of the house, for whose sake the house is built, he is a Swarthaha. And who is different from the house is Asamhataha. Who is not part of the, who is not constituent part of the house, the Asamhataha. Who is completely different from the house, other than the house, who is Paraha. Only for his house, the house is there. If that such a house which is not used by such a person is not there, is not possible. It is not seen. Such a thing is not seen. Anything put together intelligently, which serves a given purpose, is always there for the person who is other than that, who is different from that, for his own purpose. Definitely it is made use of. Prayuktam bhavati. In the same way here, not only the physical body, all subtle aspects which exist obtained within the physical body, such as mind, the physiological functions, the powers of organs of actions, instruments of actions, all of them are definitely they put together, and their existence of all these constituent parts forming the assemblage, definitely activated by someone else who is other than this assemblage, and who is not part of the assemblage, and who is operating it for his own sake. Without such a thing, without that person, it is not possible for something to be there. Here also, it's only for the purpose of the Atma, all these are here. We cannot see such a something being here which does not serve a purpose. And there must be a person for whose sake it is there. So, samhatanam avasthanam swarthena asamhatena parena kenachit aprayuktam samhatanam avasthanam grihadinam samhatanam avasthanam loke nadrishtam. It has not been seen at all in the world, the presence of such assembled things, such as houses, etc., which is not used by someone who is other than the house, for his own purpose, who is different from the house. Tatha, in the same way, have I made it clear or not? Okay, tatha, in the same way, pranadinam api, in the same way, pranadinam api, samhatatvat bhavitum arhati. Therefore, in the same way, for all these subtle aspects associated with the respective functions, such as prana, etc., also, samhatatvat, due to their being put together, samhatatvat, due to their being assembled together, due to their being the constituent part of the assemblage, due to their being put together, there must be, there is There is another entity. It is possible for another entity to be there, for whose sake this assemblage is. So, tatha pranadinam samghatatvat bhavitum arhati. It is possible to be there. What? Another entity. The entity must be there for all these constituent parts which form the assemblage. Who can activate, who can operate, who can use this for enjoyment. Atma is distinct. For the purpose of Atma alone, they are all there. Therefore, their functioning also is only because of the Atma. That is the idea here. Atha itarena eva samhata pranadi vilakshanena. Ataha, therefore, itarena eva, only by that being which is entity which is distinct from this assemblage, different from the assemblage. Itarena eva samhata pranadi vilakshanena. Itarena eva samhata pranadi vilakshanena. Only because of, it's only because of, by the distinct entity, by some other entity, only because of by some other entity, which is distinct from this prana etc. which are put together. Prana etc. which forms part of the assemblage. This Atma, itarenaiva samghata pranadi vilakshanena. This Atma, only by Atma, only because of the Atma, which is distinct from all these, internal subtle aspects such as prana, etc., which form the part of the assemblage. Sarve samghataha santaha jivanti. All components, all the constituent parts, all the parts which constitute this assemblage, sarvai, samhataha santaha jivanti. They all survive, they all exist as the organs. See, pranas survive as pranas. Indriyani survive as indriyani. All the powers survive as powers. Mind survives as mind. All these survive. All these live. All these function. Being put together. Being assembled together. Only because of another entity. Atma. Which is distinct from these subtle aspects of the assemblage. Samhata pranadi vilakshanena itarena eva sarve samhataha santaha jivanti. Pranan dharayanti. They themselves hold life. Hold on to life. All these so-called spare parts, like the constituent parts, all these parts which are put together intelligently, which form the assemblage, all of them hold on to life. They survive, they live, being put together only because of the Atma, which is distinct from all this, which is other than this assemblage. Itarena eva samhata pranadi vilakshanena tu sarve samhataha santaha jivanti pranam dharayanti. Yasmin samhata vilakshana ఆత్మని యస్మిన్ సంహత విలక్షణ ఆత్మని సతి పరస్మిన్ ఏతౌ ప్రాణాపానౌ చక్షురాదిభి సంహతౌ ఉపాశ్రితౌ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఆత్మ యస్మిన్ ది ఆత్మ ఇన్ విచ్ అలోన్ విచ్ ఆత్మ సంహత విలక్షణ ఆత్మని యస్మిన్ ఇన్ దట్ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్. సంహత విలక్షణ ఆత్మని ఇన్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్. పరస్మిన్ విచ్ ఇస్ అదర్ దాన్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్ ఇన్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అదర్ దాన్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్. ఏతో ప్రాణాపానౌ దిస్ ప్రాణాండపాన దీస్ ఫంక్షన్స్ చక్షురాదిభి సంహతౌ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ఆల్ అదర్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ సచ్ యాజ్ సీయింగ్ పవర్ ఎక్సెట్రా. ఉపాశ్రితౌ ఎంజాయింగ్ దేర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ లివ్. యస్య అసంహతస్యార్థే విచ్ మీన్స్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ దిస్ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ అదర్ దాన్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్ దీస్ ప్రాణాస్ ఎక్సెట్రా అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ విత్ అదర్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ ఎక్సెట్రా దే సర్వైవ్. యస్య అసంహతస్య అర్థే ఫర్ హూస్ సేక్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది అసెంబ్లేజ్. అసంహత ఆత్మ ఇస్ అసంహత. సంహత మీన్స్ ఆత్ బీయింగ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. అసంహత మీన్స్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. అసంహతస్య అర్థే ప్రాణాపానాదిహి స్వవ్యాపారం కుర్వన్ వర్తతే. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ స్వవ్యాపారం కుర్వన్ వర్తతే. సో ఎవ్రీ ఫంక్షన్ ఎవ్రీ పవర్ హియర్ రిమైన్స్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ జాబ్. స్వవ్యాపారం కుర్వన్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ జాబ్ ఎవ్రీ పవర్ ఎవ్రీ ఫంక్షన్ ఈస్ హియర్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. యస్య అసంహతస్య అర్థే ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ విచ్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అసెంబ్లేజ్ అలోన్ ఎవ్రీ ఫంక్షన్ హ్యాపన్స్ హియర్ ఎవ్రీ ప్రాణ ఈస్ హియర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఫంక్షన్ ఎవ్రీ పవర్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ హియర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఫంక్షన్. ప్రాణ అపానాదిహి ప్రాణాపానాదిహి స్వవ్యాపారం కుర్వన్ వర్తతే. కస్య అర్థే అసంహతస్య అర్థే ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అన్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. సంహత సన్ సహ తతః అన్యః సిద్ధి ఇత్యభిప్రాయః. సిద్ధః ఇతి అభిప్రాయః నా సిద్ధి సిద్ధః ప్లీజ్ కరెక్ట్ ఇట్. స అన్యః తతః అన్యః సిద్ధః ఇతి అభిప్రాయః. ది ఐడియా కన్వేడ్ హియర్ ఇస్ దట్ ఆత్మా ఫర్ హూస్ సేక్ all these functions happen, all these pranas do their respective functions, all these powers are involved in respective functions, that atma is definitely distinct from this assemblage. This fact becomes very clear. And for the It is because of the presence of the Atma, blessing of the Atma alone, all these functions happen, all these subtle powers, all these functions survive only because of the Atma. The physical body survives only because of the Atma, not because of the functions. Therefore, we should not mistake the presence and absence of the prana as the cause for the survival and the death of the body. That's the idea. Is it clear? See, samhatihi is a noun. Samhata is a participle. The adjective. Samhata means put together, assembled. Asamhata, unassembled, which is not part of the assemblage. Samhatihi, assemblage. Samhata, assembled. Asamhata, not assembled, not part of the assemblage. That's the meaning. So Atma is asamhataha. Atma is paraha. And for the purpose of the Atma alone, everything is here. And body survives not because of the presence of the prana anapana. Body survives because of the blessing of the Atma. This is the meaning of the mantra. Any questions here? You can feel free to ask me any questions. Yasya asamhatasya arthe swa vyaparam kurvan vartate. For the sake of that Atma, which is not part of an assemblage alone, prana apadihi, apanadihi, the prana apana, etc., thus remains doing its own duty. So vyaparam kurvan vartate prana apanadihi. Prana, apana, etc. remains doing its own respective ordained job for the sake of the Atma only. Depending upon that Atma alone, the pranas survive. So these pranas cannot contribute for the survival of the body. The prana which are dependent on Atma for their survival, the pranas which function for the sake of the Atma cannot be the source of life of the body, cannot contribute for the survival of the body. So we should not mistake, even though pranas help us to infer the death of the body or the life of the body, we should not mistake the pranas to be the source of life of the body. The Atma, which is the original source of life of the body. Have you got it? No questions? Sartaka, you ask me for something, I will text you later on, okay? I will explain to you because I haven't read your doubt. I have to read it. Then I'll text you. Okay. Now, having discussed this much, now Lord Yama is going to tell Nachiketa that he would talk only about the Swarupam of the Atma, which exactly this Nachiketas wanted. So he is going to say, Hanta te hanta taidam pravakshyami guhyam brahma sanatanam yatha chamaranam prapya atma bhavati gautama. Hanta taidam, there's some spelling mistakes, you can correct it. Hanta taidam pravakshyami Guhyam brahma sanatanam yata chamaranam prapya atma bhavati kaschana. Hanta. Hanta is expression of exclamation. Alas, that's the meaning. Okay. Gautama, he's addressing Nachiketa's Gautama. Hey Gautama, te idam pravakshyami, that ekara becomes dot because of the sandhi. Te, to you, idam pravakshyami. I shall tell you this. Idam te pravakshyami. I shall tell you this. What is that? Guhyam sanatanam brahma. Guhyam sanatanam brahma. I shall tell you this. This here means what? Brahma. Sanatanam brahma. Guhyam brahma. Pravakshyami. Prakashena vadishyami. Pravakshyami. I shall reveal. I shall impart to you. I shall continue to teach what? Idam guhyam, this secret, which is sanatanam, this timeless secret, eternal secret. Can the secret is eternal, or Brahman is also eternal. Eternal truth. I shall reveal to you the secret of what? This timeless reality, Brahma. Brahman is also eternal. This knowledge of Brahman also is what? Eternal secret. So, idam guhyam sanatanam te pravakshyami. Yatha maranam prapya atma bhavati. May be very careful. In this word, in this verse, the word atma. Maranam prapya bhavati. Tat pravakshyami. Means, death does happen. There's something called death happens. The death when happens, that does not destroy. The death is only a change. You're going to understand the death. What is death here? Death should not be mistaken for destruction, total destruction. Death is not a total destruction of anything. Death is just a change happening in life. Natural happening. Inevitable, unavoidable, natural event happening in life is what? Death. So just a change. Death is a change. Therefore he says, yatha maranam prapya. Maranam prapya bhavati. Even going through this change called death also. Maranam prapya. Having got the death. Having got the death means what? Having gone, going through this inevitable event of death, change. Going through the inevitable change, an event called death. Also, atma bhavati. Atma survives death. Going through this inevitable, unavoidable, I'm adding these words, inevitable, unavoidable change in terms of the event of death, still atma bhavati. Atma continues to exist. Atma, here is what? Jiva atma survives death. Jivaha survives death. The jiva atma survives death. Jiva does not die. Jiva has no death. There does happen an event, an incident called death, which is not a total destruction of anything, which is just a change. So in spite of going through this change called death, inevitable change called death, unavoidable change called death, still Jiva survives death. Means Jiva does not die at all. Jiva means Jiva is Atma. Ishva is also Atma. Jiva is also Atma. Jiva survives death. Because Jiva is Atma, which means Atma is timeless, eternal reality. Brahma. This is how, in spite of going through the death, Jiva survives death. That I am going to explain to you. Lord Yama says, so after studying Kathopanishad, what is the main thing? All of us should become free from fear of death. Oh, death? No problem. Hello, Lord Yama. How are you? When do you think of visiting me? You're most welcome. But please don't come immediately. Let me finish my duties. You can feel very cool in receiving the death, in talking to death. That is the idea. Okay? Hanta. Oh, come on. Gautama. Te idam vakshyami. I shall tell you this. This is what? This is secret. And this is timeless reality. That's why it's simple with Brahma. And I'm going to reveal to you this secret in terms of this timeless reality, Brahma. I'm going to talk to you about the nature of this reality. Thereby you will understand what? How this Jiva, this Atma, Maranam Prapya, having got the death, means having gone through this inevitable change called death also, survives death. Bhavati, katam bhavati, iti, I'm going to explain to you. There's nothing, okay, understanding the meaning of the word Jiva. Jivaha is only a name, title, qualification attributed to this beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, all pervasive reality consciousness. Because of its association with the upadhi called body mansions complex. And that Atma is absolutely timeless, all pervasive. The only truth of everything. Therefore it is implied by the term Brahma. And this, it has eternal, means beginningless, endless, changeless. So the death happens. Yes, death change happens. So understand the nature of the reality. Understand the nature of one's own self. Understanding the fact that how the Jiva Atma survives death. There's no such thing called a death happens at all for the Atma. He is going to explain in the following verses. Hanta idani punaha api again te means tubhyam to you idam guhyam. Guhyam means gopyam. See, guhyam means secret. What is secret? That which is to be protected, preserved, understood, retained and again given. Preserved and given is gopyam. Guhyam, secret means what? Gopyam. Gopyam means that which has to be protected. The fact. Brahma Sanatanam. A secret means it is very subtle. Therefore, not easily graspable, easily comprehensible. Guhyam, Gopyam, Brahma, Sanatanam. The timeless reality. The timeless reality eternal reality, everlasting reality, implied by the term Brahma. What is Sanatanam? Chirantanam. Chiram means long. Chirantanam means what? That which is always there is Chirantanam. Timeless. So Pravakshyami, I shall reveal. I shall impart to you again. I have been teaching you. I shall again tell you the nature of that reality, timeless reality, which is a secret, which is said to be a secret because it is not easily understandable due to its extreme subtleness. Yad vijnanat, by knowing which, yad vijnanat, sarva samsara uparamaha bhavati, by knowing which reality implied by the term Brahman, sarva samsara uparamaha bhavati, there happens, there becomes the resolution of all forms of afflictions of samsara. Sarva samsara uparamaha bhavati. The total resolution of samsara happens. I shall reveal to you, I'll explain to you the nature of reality, timeless reality, which is extremely subtle, thereby difficult to grasp. And by knowing which reality, Brahma, sarva samsara uparamaha bhavati, there happens the total resolution of samsara, which means what? Samsara nivrityartam brahma jnanameva sadhanam. The knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of the absolute reality, is the only means of freeing oneself from bondage of samsara. And the knowledge of Brahman, the Brahman has to be, the reality of the whole jagat implied with them, Brahman has to be recognized as one's own sarupam. That is where moksha is. So, discovering the truth of the universe, Brahman, obtaining as one's own self, is the only means of freeing oneself from samsara. So again, Lord Yama tells, and here, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes very clear, yad vijnanat sarva samsara uparamaha bhavati. I am going to teach you again the same Brahma, the same reality, the timeless reality, which is not easily comprehensible due to its subtleness. And by knowing that reality, there happens the resolution or total resolution of samsara. Avignyacha yasya maranam prapya yatha atma bhavati yatha samsarati tatha shunu he Gautama. Avignyacha, by not knowing, vignyat means vijnanena vijnanat. Avignyanat, we can say. Avignyat is equal to avignyanat. Vignyat, see, vijnanat, yasya vijnanat, we understood. Now, yasya avignyanat, or yasya avignyat means, by knowing which Brahman, there happens the total resolution of samsara, by knowing which Brahman, yasya avijnanat, avijnat means avijnanat, because of the ignorance of which Brahman, a jiva has to go through this empirical situation of the change called death, maranam prapya, going through this change called death, maranam prapya. Yatha atma bhavati. How still atma survives? Yatha samsarati. How the jiva survives death? Thereby how again the same jiva goes through the samsara. How the jiva goes through the change called maranam, death, and how it goes through this life of transmigration. How the jiva transmigrates seemingly because of ignorance. See, because of ignorance. Yesya avijnanat, because of ignorance of the reality obtaining as one's own swarupam alone. Avijnanena, avijnanat, avijnat, because of ignorance of which Brahman, which is ignorance of one's own swarupam, the jiva goes through the situation of death, goes to this change called death, as though, thereby, and how the jiva survives death also, by surviving death, how the jiva continues to go, transmigrate, jiva transmigrates, samsarati, means goes life of samsara, because of ignorance. All that, hey Gautama, Shuno, may you listen. How understand the nature of Brahma? I'm going to teach you the nature of reality. By understanding which, total resolution of samsara happens. By not understanding which, by not knowing which, the jiva goes through seemingly what? This death. And the change called death, and thereby surviving death, how jiva transmigrates, goes through the life of samsara. Seemingly, all that, may you listen to me, is what Lord Yama says, and what he is going to say, we'll see in the next class. It's all right. Any questions here? So here again, Lord Yama makes it very clear. What is death? Not knowing the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is not knowing one's own self. Knowing the reality means knowing one's own essential nature. Not knowing the reality, Brahman means not knowing one's own self. If a person does not know the reality, does not know one's own self, means he does not know what the reality is. And not knowing the reality is what? Helplessly going through this life of transmigration, fraught with births and deaths. And knowing one's own self means knowing the reality, which means being free from the samsara. That also Lord Yama makes it very clear. He doesn't say much. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains in his commentary what Lord Yama says in this sixth mantra. I felt like explaining the grammar in the previous mantra, but I controlled myself not to make this class Samskritam class, not to make you feel bored. That is how somehow I was waiting. Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. I think I made it very clear. I think I have made it very clear. If you think you are not, it is not very clear for you, you can feel free to ask me.
Namaste Swami Yama. Yes. What is Nachiketa called Gautama? Please.
That is because of the family name. His name is Gautama.
Thank you.
See, sometimes in many other translations, when you read the Bhashyam and the mantras, or even in the books, sometimes the translations are not direct. However, to make you understand the teaching, they might have slightly changed the translations. The content, the bhava is not changed, but the translation they change. But they don't give exact translations. But what I do, I try to give the exact translations as Pujya Swami used to do. And then I also tell you exactly what we need to understand from those. Because in Sanskritam, Sanskritam passive voice is used often, and the nouns are used with the tva affixes. Hetatvam, samhatatvam. Now these words are very easily used to make it easy, because they're highly expressive. But when you translate them into English, it becomes something very long and all that. But anyway, I'm sure you have understood very clearly. For example, pranadinam samhatatvam asti. So all these subtle aspects have the status, enjoy the status of being the constituent part of the assemblage. This is the literal correct translation. So Atma being distinct must be understood. That Atma is the source of life, ultimate source of life. But for whose presence there cannot be life of anything. That's made very clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadah.